This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Is it possible Japan's government will delay a new increase in sales tax? The Nikkei stock index in Japan is a volatile thing, and today it closed up 4%. That would be like the Dow going up 650 points. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down, however. The 100-share index in London is down about 1%. SolarCity, the country's biggest installer of rooftop solar power systems, has a new product, bonds, for consumers to buy into the future of solar in $1,000 increments. SolarCity has $200 million in bonds for sale, but it already has billions in capital from banks and the stock market, so why go after retail investors? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story.
Getting actual cash from investors isn't the number one reason for SolarCity to sell bonds, says the company's CEO, Lyndon Reeve.
The number one reason is to create more awareness. For people to participate, get a financial return. Now they tell their friends, hey, have you looked at solar bonds? Have you looked at solar?
Have you looked at SolarCity? Right now, SolarCity's business model only works in about 15 states, but the company can sell bonds and build relationships in all 50 for the day when, or if, other states open up. Severin Bornstein, an energy economist at Berkeley, says this is SolarCity's overall strategy.
Of trying to get large enough on what is basically a bet on getting out ahead and being the recognized name brand, which could potentially have huge value.
He says that's the kind of bet Microsoft made on computer operating systems in the 1980s. SolarCity wants to be the Microsoft of solar. But what if it's the AOL? Remember all those CDs from the 1990s? Or, he says, what if rooftop solar never scales up at all? I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.